one variety on your radio station. You got it. This is the River 105.9, WHCN Hartford. What it's like to love radio. The River 105.9. It's all about the music.
The River 105.9. There's Billy Joel. Don't ask me why.
And I'm Ed McMahon. Anything's apt to happen today. It's my birthday.
Right.
So I'm just going to play all the stuff I like. You can do that once a year, you know. Here's Steeler's Wheel stuck in the middle on the River 105.9.
Well, don't.
The River 105.9. Boy, this is a great song. I haven't heard that in a long time. White Wedding by Billy Idol. And Ed McMahon with more River music coming up here. There was an actual New York Times page one headline that included the phrase, God is dead. And there's a song about it. Though all the facts in the song are not correct. We'll straighten it all out and tell you the whole story and play the song next on The River.
The following is in
Cedric.
The River, 105.9 FM. Playing the music you grew up with.
The River 105.9. Well, there it is, Elton John, Leave On. With the lyric, he was born a pauper to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead. And in fact, the New York Times did say that in a page one headline. However, it was not on a Christmas day. That headline was dated March 24th, 1968. And now you know. How you doing? I'm Ed McMahon. Playing the best variety for New Britain and Glastonbury. And you, wherever you happen to be today. Bringing on Don Henley's The End of the Innocents on the River 105.9.
2005, the year of variety. And the best variety on the radio is at 105.9 FM, The River.
I said I'm sorry.
The River 105.9. It's one of those songs with lyrics that make you think a little bit. That's Stained. It's Been a While. The album was a Break the Cycle, a breakthrough album for a New England band there. He was actually, lead singer Aaron Lewis was actually at the Cabaret Theater at Mohegan Sun the last couple of nights. How you doing? I'm Ed McMahon. More River music coming up. Getting a lot of requests for this new band we've been playing. And actually, they got nominated for Best New Artist of the Year at the Grammys. In fact, they got nominated for four Grammy Awards, including the coveted Record of the Year Award. They're three guys out of Texas, and they're on the way on the river.
People in line.
I grew up with them.
Why do you listen to The River?
The River.
Awesome variety.
All music, all the time.
All the time. In the morning, afternoon, night, all the time.
All the time.
Just great music.
Great music.
Always dancing.
Our favorite radio station.
The River 105.9.
The River 105.9. And Ed McMahon bringing on Los Lonely Boys. The three brothers out of Texas here. Nominated for a whole slew of Grammys. Including a Record of the Year, Best New Artist, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group for this song, and Best Rock Instrumental for another song they do called Onda. This is Heaven by Los Lonely Boys on the River 105.9.
At the River, the best variety isn't just an empty sales pitch. On the River 105.9, the proof is in the music.
The River 105.9, Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac. She's responsible for that song. You know the story of Rhiannon. Rhiannon was a Celtic witch, well, a mythical figure, one that fascinated Stevie Nicks long before she got into Fleetwood Mac. In fact, it said that she started to write that song before she got into Fleetwood Mac and was at one time going to do a whole stage production around the Rhiannon concept. There you go. How you doing? I'm Ed McMahon. We are coming up on the 4 o'clock class reunion, taking you back today to the early 90s. Isn't it funny you can flash back to the 90s now? And we'll be bringing you back to the year when Ross Perot did his 30-minute primetime infomercials. Remember he ran for president? Didn't work out too good. It was the year of, Aladdin was the big movie of the year. Was it 1990, 1991, or 1992? Well, you think about it, take a guess at it, and we'll be back with the 4 o'clock class reunion next on the river.